Well, as of last week, we started to see a little decline in business, not a ton. I was actually pleasantly surprised. Last weekend, we sold a bunch of people up for fish fry. But as, you know, the news continues, it's obviously smarter for us to not get together, I believe, just to get through this quicker. So immediately we started thinking of options that we could do, and we came up with our location. We're very lucky. We can do an easy curbside delivery because we have our roundabout right in front. So we're offering that from 12 to 8 p.m. daily. And then on top of that, though, I have staff here that obviously wants to work. They need to work, and I want to, you know, make that as accessible as I can for them. So we're also putting in delivery for people as well at no charge, but also trying to do the highest standards as far as cleanliness and food safety precautions, which we always use anyways, but now we're probably taking it to a higher level even then. So when we deliver food out to cars, we're using gloves. We're not taking any payment in person. It's all over the phone. No signing, no exchanging of cards, that kind of thing. And just hoping that people will still support, but obviously we want to keep our staff and guests healthy and safe.
Nicole, tell us about the golf club. Is that still going to be open?
Well, currently, from my understanding, is that we are supposed to still be closed. The way the mandate read was golf clubs, yacht clubs were included. And we do have some people reaching out to get clarification on that, if we're actually allowed to open. We weren't set to open anyways. There's too much snow on the golf course. But if it does come to light that we can open, then the second our superintendent thinks that our course is ready, I'll allow walkers out there for sure. And we'll, you know, kind of redo check-in, make sure things are safe, probably, you know, just make sure people leave flags and that kind of thing so that, like I said, we keep everybody safe. My hope is that we can open, but...
Can people find your menu online?
We updated our website. I made it pretty easy. You just pull up our homepage, and there is a lunch menu and a dinner menu that pops up, and you click on that link, and then you can download the menu. And both menus are actually available all day and night. We've decided to just make everything available for everyone. Yeah, it's fun. We're getting orders right now. I'm at my desk watching Cammy deliver food, and I have people excited for us to deliver food to them. They said, "We'll order, but are you delivering?" I said, "Sure." Love Hastings. I think we can get through anything. So watch us shine.